AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump has arrived in Britain. Air Force One touched down at Stansted Airport near London within the past hour. The president's overseas for commemorations of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
The president has arrived on the first leg of a trip that will include meeting the British Queen and commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day during a ceremony at the Normandy American Cemetery in France. But Trump arrives at a precarious moment in Britain. British Prime Minister Theresa May will step down days after Trump visits, and French President Emmanuel Macron is expecting to use the 75th anniversary of the World War II battle that turned the tide on the Western Front to call for strengthening the multinational ties the American president has frayed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says President Trump shouldn't have been invited to Britain on a state visit, ticking off the reprehensible things he says the president has done.
Separating children from their parents on the Mexican border, introducing a ban on Muslim-majority countries, standing up and defending white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and anti-Semites in Charlottesville.
Moments before Air Force One landed this morning, the president tweeted that Mayor Khan is a, quote, stone-cold loser who, by all accounts, has done a terrible job as mayor of London. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to remember the 12 people shot dead in Virginia Beach on Friday. City and state officials were among the mourners at a vigil at a church in Virginia Beach. The city manager, Dave Hansen, says shooter Dwayne Craddock, a city employee, was not being terminated from his job. Craddock was killed in a shootout with police. Authorities say nobody was hurt when an explosion at a chemical plant shook buildings for miles in the San Francisco Bay Area. It apparently happened as a tanker truck was being filled with hydrogen. This is AP Radio News. A monster has climbed atop the weekend box office.
As movie debuts go, this Godzilla wasn't the monster its predecessors have been. Opening to poor reviews and a shrug from moviegoers, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, earned an estimated $49 million. Last week's top film, Aladdin, slips to second with $42
million. People don't pay to see Rich Dwight. They pay to see Elton John.
And the Elton John biopic, Rocket Man, opened in third with $25
million.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Lawyers for Kevin Spacey are returning to court in Massachusetts in the case accusing the former House of Cards star of groping a young man at a bar on the island of Nantucket. A pretrial hearing is scheduled in court today. Spacey pleaded not guilty in January to a charge of indecent assault and battery. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.